Hello, family and friends. The title of today's message is Don't Wear Yourself Out Trying to Get Rich. Let's pray. Father, we come today ready to receive. Father, we know that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We don't come with any preconceived notions today. We put those aside, Lord, and we choose to listen to you today and learn, Father, from your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, we're going to talk today about this topic. Don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Folks, we are called to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not money. Money is not evil, but the love of money is evil. And if we spend too much time focused on money, it can become one of our gods. Now, I'm not one of those that follows the unscriptural belief that being broke makes you holy and more spiritual, because God hates poverty. But the flip side of that coin is putting too much emphasis on getting money, and that is just as bad as poverty. Let's talk today about not wearing ourselves out trying to get rich. And let's start in Proverbs 23, 4 and 5 in the Common English Bible. Verse 4, don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Be smart enough to stop. 5, when your eyes fly to wealth, it is gone. It grows wings like an eagle and flies heavenward. Folks, everyone knows that we're not taking any money with us. We go to heaven or hell, we leave this earth. We're not taking anything with us, in fact, and certainly not money. And we shouldn't be wearing ourselves out trying to chase it down. Proverbs 23, 4, and 5 in the Amplified. 4, do not weary yourself with the overwhelming desire to gain wealth. Cease from your own understanding of it. 5, when you set your eyes on wealth, it is suddenly gone. For wealth certainly makes itself wings like an eagle that flies to the heavens. Folks, how many people took their lives when the stock market crashed years ago? Because they put too much focus on their money and they trusted in it and not the Lord. Proverbs 23, 4 in the Contemporary English Bible says, give up trying so hard to get rich. Proverbs 23, 4 and 5a in the Easy to Read Bible says, for don't ruin your health trying to get rich. If you are smart, you will give it up. Verse 5a, in the blink of an eye, money can disappear. My friends, we can ruin our health focusing so much on money and the things of this world. Now let's go to Proverbs 11:28 in the Amplified Bible. He who leans on and trusts in and is confident in his riches will fall, but the righteous who trust in God's provision will flourish like a green leaf. My friends, we need to lean on God and put our trust in him, and he will bless us because we're blessed to be a blessing, but we can't lean and put confidence and trust in our riches. Proverbs 11:28 in the Contemporary English Bible, trust in your wealth and you will be a failure, but God's people will prosper like healthy plants. Folks, again, God wants us to prosper, but not because we love money, because we love him and serve him. And the more we have, the more we can bless others if our focus is not on wealth. 1 Timothy 6, 17 and 18 in the Amplified. 17, as for the rich in this present world, instruct them not to be conceited and arrogant, nor set their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly and ceaselessly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. 18, instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous, willing to share with others. My friends, we can't be generous if we're broke, but we can't be focused on money or we won't even want to give things away. We'll be so focused on building up our own wealth. But let's keep our focus, no matter what it is that we have, that we can be a blessing to those around us. Now, Ecclesiastes 5, 10, and 11 in the Contemporary English Bible. If you love money and wealth, you will never be satisfied with what you have. This doesn't make a bit of sense. 11, the more you have, the more everyone expects from you. Your money won't do you any good. Others will just spend it for you. My friends, you see that all the time with people winning the lottery or different things. There's people that come out of the woodwork to help you spend your money. Now, Matthew 6:24 in the Amplified Bible. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, money, possessions, fame, status, or whatever is valued more than the Lord. My friends, notice it's just not money we can't love. It's possessions or our fame or our status in the world or whatever we would value more than the Lord. We have to seek first the kingdom of God. Now, 1 Timothy 6:8-9 in the Amplified Bible. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. 9. But those who are not financially ethical and crave to get rich with a compulsive, greedy longing for wealth fall into temptation and a trap, into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction, leading to personal misery. My friends, notice the craving to get rich, a compulsion, a greedy longing for wealth will put us in a bad situation. Matthew 13:22 in the Amplified Bible. And the one on whom seed was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the worries and distractions of the world and the deceitfulness, the superficial pleasures and delight of riches choke the word, and it yields no fruit. Now let's go to Luke 12:15 in the Amplified. Then he said to them, watch out and guard yourself against every form of greed. For not even when one has an overflowing abundance does his life consist of, nor is it derived from his possessions. My friends, again, none of us is taking our money or our possessions or anything else with us. It's just a tool on this earth to be a great blessing to those around us. Let's choose not to focus on or put money ahead of our servanthood to the Lord. Now let's close today in Proverbs 3:6-10 in the Amplified Bible. 6, in all your ways know and acknowledge and recognize him, and he will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord with reverent awe and obedience, and turn entirely away from evil. 8, it will be health to your body, your marrow, your nerves, your sinews, your muscles, all your inner parts, and refreshment, physical well-being to your bones. 9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your crops or income. My friends, I wanted to put a little balance in tonight's messages. There's many scriptures about how God wants to bless us. And think about God blessing Abraham and many others in the Bible. God is not against blessing his people. He's not against money, but he's against money having people. God wants to bless us, and the first way he can do that is when we tithe and give a tenth of our income to honor him. And we should all choose to do that because God will not make us. Now, verse 10 closing, then your barns will be abundantly filled and your vats will overflow with new wine. My friends, again, I want to finish with a little balance today because God wants to bless people to be a blessing. But we cannot wear ourselves out trying to get rich and focusing on money and loving money. We have to love the Lord and serve him and put money in its proper perspective. You know, I heard someone say one time that money takes on the personality of the person that has it. See, if we're greedy and all we want to do is build up and buy things for ourselves, then it'll show exactly the reflection of who we are. But if money doesn't have us, we'll want to be a blessing to our church, to give away to the poor, to help people, to help the church, to bring people in this great end time harvest. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful for your word. We choose to have balance in our interpretation of the word, not to get in one ditch or the other ditch, but to follow you, Father, including money. Money is not evil. The love of money is evil. But we have to continue to balance this out so we don't get to one extreme or the other in the gospel, Father. We choose to obey you and listen, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, you can contact us at celebratejesusministry@gmail.com or by phone at 812-449-8147. We love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.